if there was a rape case brought and it was me against a black man, that black man wouldn't stand a chance. It was me against a white man, it'd be about, you know, 50-50 or so.
Right.
You think
he wouldn't have a chance here? First thing would happen, they would have the case out of the town where it happened, and they would try to get half black on the jewelry. Well, they'd have to, or they'd throw the case out.
Mm-hmm.
It would give him a fair chance. But even they couldn't get anybody. The blacks would be just about as much against him,
mm-hmm,
as the whites would be on a rape case. Well, it's just something that's they don't do and get away with it.
Been any rapes around here recently?
Oh, let's see. Maybe not recently, but there have been several attempts. There have been Negro boys that grab white women and rape them several years back, 2-3 years back. See, this is what a whole lot of what causes this. It's not a R-rated show or X-rated show in come to town that all the Negroes don't go see it.
Mm-hmm.
Your upper class white people, they don't care too much about going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
But all the Negroes go see them naked white women.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes them want the white women. Sure, mm-hmm, they about to look better than them colored women. So this caused a lot of your rapes.
You think that the movies then have?
Yeah, the movies have a big bearing on the rapes of both white and color.
It's kind of a bad situation. It's not, I've heard of people who think that the answer is to get a handgun, you know, carry a pistol or something.
All Negroes carry pistols. Every Saturday night they got a pistol. I had to. The only Negro that I've had to whip in the last, but the only really Negro that I've ever fought to whip him was one here about a month ago. He come around and he'd been living on the place since July.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't paid his electricity bill, so the REA come out and turned his electricity out.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, he had went to my brother to borrow $30 to pay his electricity bill. Well, my
mm-hmm
brother had let him have it and told him to come out and turn the electricity on.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew all of this, so he was playing bad. He had a loaded gun walking around the shop up there, talking about he was going to shoot the ass and this, that, and the other. If he ever come back to his house, turn his electricity off, he's going to leave him laying all over the yard and this kind of talk. Well,
mm-hmm,
it was just nigger talk. I just kind of ignored. He was talking to some more niggers out the shop, out the back of the shop. So he come on in the shop, and my mechanic, white mechanic, asking to hold a boat there for him. I ain't gonna hold that goddamn boat. Y'all pay me right here. What? Just when I work, you gotta have the cash money here to pay me. You son of a bitches just carrying on like
mm-hmm
that all the time. And I was just ignoring it, walking on out the shop. He was getting up on the hood of the truck, still cussing and carrying on and raising a bunch of hell. So I just had all I could take. I reached up on him and pulled him out and told him, I said, now you go on, I'll hold that boat myself. It won't take but a minute to hold the boat. I said, I can hold it myself. You just get away with me with that kind of talk. And when I pulled him out from under the hood, he hit at me with a wrench he had in his hand. So I caught his hand and I told him, some older nigger out back, I said, y'all better come in and get this fella before I have to hurt him. I don't want to hurt him. But he was about, he's a big nigga, about 25, husky built fella.
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't have anything to do with him. I don't know why they wouldn't. I didn't know why at the time, I found out later. But anyhow, it took me a minute to locate that loaded gun. He was also talking about it was a fella down the road that worked for REA. He was going down there and kill his ass and this, that, and that.